Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, Mike, as usual, there is a lot on the radar when it comes to economic development news and business news in South Carolina. There just seems to be a steady stream of good news, big projects on the horizon. And one of the things that, you know, we've talked about is the popularity of South Carolina. We have demographics on our side. We're the fastest growing state in the country percentage-wise. Businesses seem to want to move here. So the theme kind of comes around, what's the strategy look like for the infrastructure to handle this influx of people and businesses? Previous two shows we've talked about, do we have the energy to handle this new influx of people and businesses, and do we have the energy capacity? So I think that's coming into place. People are talking about a potential energy crisis going forward for South Carolina, but with investment, we can handle this. So today I'd like to talk about the airports and the investment that we're doing in our airports to handle this new influx of people and businesses.
Well, I tell you what, the airports have been busy. They've been growing, they've been expanding, they've been adding new services. We interviewed the Columbia Airport director not too long ago, and we visited the Columbia Airport, and there's a lot happening. It's actually a very nice airport to come in and out of.
Yeah, let's start there. They've started, you know, with major investments into the security checkpoint expansion, enhanced passenger amenities, new airline routes are coming, new low-cost carriers. Since we last spoke, Allegiant and Spirit Airlines have been announced in Columbia. And yeah, Mike, when I was there, there's proposals on the table for major new terminals coming to Columbia and new and interior terminal improvements. So lots of investment in Columbia. And since we last spoke also, let's talk about CHS, Charleston International Airport. There's a major announcement for their West Gates expansion project. Major step in Charleston's ongoing growth and commitment to meeting the Lowcountry's increasing air traffic demand. So this is a $105 million project, 40,000 square feet of new passenger space. So major investments there. And also talking about in Greenville, GSP's in the same position. They're starting with, there was a $97 million project announced called Garage C Project, 1,500 new parking spaces, consolidated rental car facility underway. And all of this is just paving the way for new terminals also up in Greenville. So I think the airports are doing an excellent job, as far as I can tell, just looking at the anticipated increase in travel demand and building the infrastructure around positioning the airports to handle that. So
I'm sure that same kind of thing is happening at Myrtle Beach too. I know I've been hearing a lot about increased traffic at the Myrtle Beach Airport. And hey, let's don't even talk about Charlotte, which is basically practically a South Carolina airport too, right? But they're right. They're always under construction. They're always growing.
Yeah, and the message has been for the last 20 years is to fly local. It's easy. You know, we live in Columbia, and yes, there's more direct flights out of Charlotte, certainly. But with this increased expansion, new direct routes out of all of our airports, it just becomes more and more appealing to fly out of South Carolina and not, temptation is always to drive to Charlotte to get a direct flight somewhere. And I think that will always continue. Charlotte has, is an incredible hub for direct flights. So we'll always face that. But the situation, the investment that's taking place in South Carolina is going to rectify that. There's going to be more and more people finding options right here in South Carolina so that they can fly out of all of these airports. And yeah, Myrtle Beach, last I heard, it is still the fastest growing part of our state. So let's not forget that, the investments that need to take place across the board to handle the success that's going on in South Carolina.
Well, Alan, thank you so much for the update.
Mike, thanks for having me.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again. And remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.